Avril Lavigne is grateful to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Dua Lipa seeks to get the levitating plagiarism case tossed. And ex-Silverchair singer Daniel John says his breakdown led to a DUI. It's Thursday, September 1st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Avril Lavigne said Wednesday that she was proud and honored to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. "This is so crazy, I'm so grateful," the Ontario native said after an introduction by her friend Machine Gun Kelly. "This is probably one of the coolest days of my life." Lavigne, who's 37, reflects on visiting the popular tourist attraction as a young teen after dropping out of high school. "I can remember seeing the legendary names. I can never imagine that mine could be here," she said while wearing the same "Skateboarding is Not a Crime" sweatshirt she wore on that day. "I hope that the next 16-year-old from their small town comes to Hollywood one day full of hopes and dreams, sees this star, and thinks to themselves, 'Oh my God, my name could be there one day too.' Because it can. Follow your dreams, live your passion, express yourself, be real, work hard, keep your head up, and believe in yourself." Lavigne thanked a long list of family members, friends, and collaborators. "You have all brought so much light into my life," she said before praising her fans. "Thank you for sticking with me for 20 years. I can't wait for the next 20 bitches. Let's go." Lavigne was one of 8 music acts announced last summer who would be added to the Walk of Fame. Lavigne joins other Canadian musicians and artists on the Hollywood Walk of Fame like Bryan Adams, Michael Bublé, Celine Dion, Shania Twain, David Foster, and Paul Anka. Lavigne has not yet been inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame. Dua Lipa's lawyers have asked a judge to toss out one of 2 lawsuits over her 2020 hit Levitating because the pop star and her co-writers never heard the songs that they're accused of copying. In March, songwriters L. Russell Brown and Sandy Linzer accused Lipa of copying their 1979 track Wiggle and Giggle All Night and 1980's Don Diablo. Lipa is credited as a co-writer of Levitating, which was penned by Clarence Coffey Jr., Sarah Hudson, and Canada's Stephen Kosmeniuk. Christine LaPera, the lead lawyer representing Lipa and the other songwriters, said in an August 30 filing that any similarities between the songs are nothing more than the result of coincidental use of basic musical building blocks that are not protected by copyright law. She argued that the plaintiffs have failed to show that Lipa and the others had access to their songs, or indeed had even been born, when they came out. The complaint alleges that defendants purposely had access to Wiggle and Don Diablo because they can both be found on popular streaming services, LaPera wrote. However, many millions of musical recordings are available in streaming services, and the mere availability of recordings on those services does not establish a wide dissemination. A lawyer for Brown and Linzer said he intends to file a rebuttal. Levitating is also the subject of a lawsuit filed earlier this year by Florida reggae band Article Sound System, which claims the song copies their 2017 track, Live Your Life. Former Silverchair frontman Daniel Johns, who pleaded guilty in April to drunk driving charge in his native Australia, said he was suffering from a full-on nervous breakdown. Johns was 3 times over the legal limit for alcohol when the SUV he was driving crossed over into oncoming traffic and crashed into a van. 2 people were treated for minor injuries. "I got into a car and I was barely aware of what I was trying to do. I just wanted to escape. It was the equivalent of just like running to the forest," he said in an Australian program, The Project. "Everything was too much. I remember being lost. I remember being petrified. I remember being in the dark. I remember the colors. I even remember thinking, this is how I'm going to die. But I wasn't suicidal." John said he is so grateful that no one was seriously injured. "If someone had been hurt, I think I probably would have killed myself because I can't live with that," he admitted. "I'm a good person. If I hurt someone else, I wouldn't have been able to live with myself." In July, the 43-year-old singer was given a 10-month intensive corrections order, a sentence served in the community under strict conditions. He is not allowed to drive for 7 months, and then will be required to have alcohol reading interlock device in his car for another 24 months. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news, and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.